It's already the sixth day of Christmas, sixth day of the octave of Christmas. The octave so far has been packed. Christmas Day, then St. Stephen, then St. John, then the Holy Incense, then the Holy Family. So the first 5 days were all big, big feast days. So today, December 30, is the first day in the octave where we don't have a saint or a feast. It's as if we have an opportunity to catch our breath a little bit, because now we're preparing for the great solemnity of the Mother of God on January 1st. So it's a very rich time of year, and we know from, if you're following the liturgy every day, you know we're not just simply following chronologically as if now we're reflecting on what happened on the sixth day of Jesus' life. No, we're jumping around a bit. In fact, it's quite noticeable. Yesterday we jumped up to when Jesus was 12 years old, and now today we go back to when he's 40 days old. So that's a way of pondering not only the birth of Jesus, but the revelation of Jesus, or the epiphany of Jesus, the manifestation of Jesus, and the different people who encounter him, and the impact of his arrival, the arrival of the Word made flesh. And then here in the Philippines, we have an additional aspect to this day. It's a national holiday because it's the death anniversary of the national hero, Jose Rizal. I don't remember all the details about Rizal's life. I know he was executed on this day, 1896, so 128 years ago, executed by firing squad in what's now Rizal Park. It wasn't Rizal Park when he was executed. It was it Luneta then? Whatever it was called then. Bagumbayan Park. Anyway, and there's a big monument there to Rizal I call it Luneta Park, but Rizal Park. And there's probably, maybe even right now, some kind of civic ceremony in honor of Rizal at that monument. I think the president goes there, or there's some kind of military honors, maybe laying of a wreath at his, I guess that's considered his tomb, but there's a question about whether he's really there or not. Anyway, that's where he was executed, so it's a national holiday. I don't remember how old he was. He wasn't very old, in his 30s. Anyway, and I don't remember why this date was chosen for his execution. For sure, the Spanish were not thinking that this would establish another holiday between Christmas and New Year's Day, but that's what happened. We have another holiday, with a holiday a couple of days ago, and then a holiday today. Tomorrow's also a holiday. Wednesday's also a holiday, so it's holiday season. So we honor the sacrifice of the national hero, Rizal. But in the liturgy, we look at even greater heroes. The star, you could say, of today's gospel is Anna, the 84-year-old prophetess. Before we get to Anna, though, I want to reflect on something that struck me, the conclusion of today's gospel, because it's very similar to the conclusion of yesterday's gospel. What we learned in today's gospel is that at the end of what we consider the presentation of the Lord in the temple, the fourth joyful mystery, after that, they returned to Nazareth. It says here, when they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. So a kind of a concluding statement about Jesus' childhood. Now, St. Luke skips over the business of the visit of the Magi. He skips over the story of the flight into Egypt. St. Luke goes from 40 days old, Jesus 40 days old, then to Nazareth until he's 12 years old, and then he shows up again. So we can harmonize the Gospels of Luke and Matthew if we try, but I want to just focus on these last words, that Jesus in Nazareth, when he went back to Nazareth, he grew strong and was filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now, any child who grows from 40 days old into adulthood grows strong. That's natural growth. But not everybody is filled with wisdom, and not everybody has or remains in the favor of God and men. But if you remember yesterday's gospel, it concludes this way. This is at the end of the finding of Jesus in the temple, the fifth joyful mystery. After they find Jesus and they explain that they've been anxiously looking for him, and he says, I had to be in my Father's house. Then it says, he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. It's very similar to what it said when he was 40 days old. Now he's 12 years old. And the same thing. Jesus goes to Nazareth and he grows there. And the reason why I think this is striking is because it tells us that growth in wisdom, growth in holiness, growth in the Lord, growth in virtue, takes place in Nazareth, takes place at home. It takes place in the hidden life, the day-to-day ordinary life. That's usually where and how we grow in our ordinary life, in our daily decisions. We think of big events and heroic events and achievements and graduation or establishment of a new business or a new home or reaching a certain age is an achievement, or retirement or something like that. We think of big events. But and those are important. Anniversaries, important. But we don't grow simply by having big heroic events or big achievements. We grow by our daily faithfulness. Virtue doesn't happen simply by making one big heroic event. Virtue grows by repeated events. So Jesus in Nazareth, every day he gets up, he prays, he works, he serves, he lives with his family, he does the will of the Father, and he's continually growing in wisdom and age and favor, grace, until he's 30 years old, and then he begins his public ministry. Well, that idea of growing steadily in virtue, of growing in grace, and growing in wisdom, we can apply to Anna. I call her Anna, but here she's called Anna. You know who it is, this 84-year-old woman who shows up at the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Now, this is what it says about her. In fact, all we know about her is summarized in these few verses, Luke chapter 2. She's a prophetess. She's daughter of Phanuel. She's of the tribe of Asher. She's 84 years old. She was married for 7 years, then widowed, and then she's lived as a widow until she's 84. We don't know if she had any children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren. We don't know. What we do know is that she was always in the temple. It says she never left the temple. She worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. So because she's always there, when Jesus is taken there for the presentation, she meets him. In some ways, I don't think St. Luke is emphasizing this, but she surpasses Simeon in this case, because Simeon, it didn't say he was always in the temple. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to go to the temple at the time when Jesus was there. Anna doesn't have to be inspired by the Holy Spirit. She's always there. She's consistently doing the will of God. She's consistently in the temple, which is a symbol of being in the state of grace, being in wisdom. She has virtue, and it's grown for years, day after day after day, fasting and prayer, service, attentiveness, obedience, humility, and steady progress in the spiritual life until she becomes a very holy woman. And she's in the temple when Jesus arrives, and she recognizes right away, this is the one who we have been waiting for. Well, I don't think anyone here is 84. Yeah, there's no 84-year-olds here. So we still, well, some are closer than others. We have children, we have young men, and we have fathers. There's at least two fathers here. And these are the ages that are mentioned in today's first reading. In other words, at every stage of life, we are to continue growth in the Lord, continue to pray, continue to love, continue to serve, continue to be humble, continue to repent, and journey in the Lord, whether we're children or we're young people or we're fathers or we're old women, 84 years old, it doesn't matter. We're all called to do the will of God. And this is what St. John says at the end of the reading. The world is always going to attract people at every age, but he says don't be caught up in the world, because the world is passing away. The world and its enticement are passing away. So don't love the world. Don't put all your energy into gaining from the world or being approved of in the world or enjoying the pleasures of the world. The world, what's in the world? Sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, pretentious life. That's not going to get us anywhere. It will certainly not get us into the temple or into Nazareth or into the presence of Jesus. It just deceives us into thinking that we have a full life. No, the world and its enticement are passing away. If we spend our days, our youth, our childhood, our youth, our adulthood, our old age, if we spend it on the world, when we get to the end of our life, we don't have anything, because the world is passing away. But whoever does the will of God remains forever. Anna knows this. Whoever does the will of God remains forever. Whoever does the will of God day after day after day, when we feel great and when we feel terrible, when we're happy, when we're sad, when we're young and when we're old, doing the will of God is the way to keep growing in wisdom. So let us continue with Jesus as our model, with an example in Anna, the prophetess. Let us continue to grow strong, physically strong, until we can't grow strong anymore, but certainly spiritually strong, to be filled with wisdom, to remain in the favor, in the grace of God.